If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We count it a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a good day to be alive. In the words of the psalmist, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it." What a wonderful thing to know that God is mindful of us. God has provided the necessities for us. One of the most outstanding things in all of God's provision for man is the provision for him to worship. Man is created in the likeness and image of God. Man has an innate longing for someone outside, above, beyond himself. And God has satisfied that longing by revealing himself in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. So God has established the Lord's Day, we call it Sunday, set aside to worship him. So we would like to take this opportunity to invite you and your family to fulfill that longing in your heart as you come to worship Christ in the beauty of holiness at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. In fact, our lesson today is the doctrine of the Scriptures, and by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, our teachers will unfold the truth of God's Word to you and your family today. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe you will enjoy and be encouraged and inspired by your Bible study with us in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock today. Our morning worship service begins at 11, and our evening worship service is at 7. The theme of Worth Baptist Church's program this year is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. We're in the process of building a new building at Campus Drive and Loop 820. In fact, we're about halfway through the project, hoping to enter it in the month of October. We trust that you'll join us in prayer in this endeavor as we build for Christ, as we build for eternity. In the meanwhile, here at our present location, we would like to have you and your family come and visit with us today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to welcome you into the Sunday school hour, the morning worship at 11, and the evening worship service at 7. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like a free cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, we would be happy to send it to you upon request. All you need to do is write us this week. Simply request the tape for Sunday, April the 3rd, 1977. We will be happy to send this tape to you with today's message without any cost or obligation. It will be free and postage paid. All you need do is write and request it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That address again, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. May the Lord bless you as you stay tuned for the message on today's broadcast. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Faith That Cannot Fail. I shall read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. But before I read the scripture, I would like for you to join with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for Thy continued blessings upon us. We thank Thee for the glorious opportunity of voicing the gospel of redeeming grace, of telling out the good news of how Jesus Christ lived and died and lives again. I pray that Thou wouldst bless this broadcast today. We pray a special prayer for our shut-in friends, our aging friends, our senior citizens in the rest homes or those in the hospitals, in their private homes, wherever they might be today. Bless them is our prayer. Strengthen them by Thy might and by Thy grace. We would pray for those who know not Jesus Christ as personal Savior, for those who have particular needs, physical needs, spiritual needs, psychological, emotional needs, financial needs, whatever those needs are today, some who need employment. I pray that Thou wouldst open the door for them to have that needed employment. Whatever the needs are today, may the Holy Spirit inspire and encourage every listener as they listen to this message on faith today is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, at verse 6, these familiar words from the pen of the Apostle Paul. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It has been said, there are 1,000 ways to please God, but not one single way without faith. I emphasize again the words of the apostle. Without faith, it is impossible. Notice the writer did not say improbable or unlikely, but it is impossible to please God without faith. If you're going to please God today, you must believe that God lives, that God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, that God is holy and righteous and just, that God is love. You must believe that God is and that God has an open ear to those who diligently seek Him. This is a day for faith, but where is the faith for today? I'm reminded of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when some of His followers had doubted some of the miracles that He had performed. Jesus said to them, O ye of little faith. That seems to characterize many believers today. Little faith. I trust that as this message comes to you, the Holy Spirit would encourage your heart and help you to realize that it is not the quantity of your faith, but the quality of your faith that counts. Remember, Jesus said, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed into the sea, and it shall be done. Faith is a spiritual gift. So says Paul in Romans 12:3. God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. The word faith appears in the New Testament 247 times. In my text, Paul says, without faith it is impossible to please God. In verse 1 of this 11th chapter of Hebrews, Paul tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the eye that sees the invisible. Faith is the ear that hears the inaudible. Faith is the hand that touches the intangible. Faith depends upon two things. Number one, on what God has said, and number two, on what God has done. Faith not only sees the invisible, but faith believes the incredible and receives the impossible. Faith is dead to doubt, dumb to discouragement, blind to impossibilities, and knows nothing but success. It is impossible for you to fail in your endeavor in life if you have faith in God. Jesus Christ said, have faith in God. And in Matthew chapter 9 at verse 29, our Lord Jesus Christ put it this way, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, the measure of your faith will determine the measure of your accomplishment. There are seven things that faith does. They're all mentioned right here in the 11th chapter. Let me just list them for you and the verse in which they're found. First, faith refuses. That's found in verse 24. Second, faith chooses. That's in verse 25. Third, faith esteems. That's in verse 26. Fourth, faith respects. That's in verse 26. Fifth, faith forsakes. And that's in verse 27. Number six, faith endures. And that's in verse 27. And seventh, faith keeps. And that's in verse 28. These seven things faith does, all listed here in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, which is often referred to as the Heroes of Faith, a chapter that contains a long list of those who exercised faith in Jesus Christ. D.L. Moody said, there are three kinds of faith. First, there's the struggling faith. That's like a man in deep water struggling to reach the boat. Second, there's clinging faith. That's like the man who's clinging to the side of the boat. And third, there is resting faith, and that's like the man who has reached the boat, is safe within the boat, and is reaching out a helping hand for someone else. Let me ask you, what kind of faith do you have? Is your faith still struggling with the problems, the doubts of the Christian life? Do you have a clinging faith? Are you just simply holding on for dear life? Or, my friend, do you have a resting faith? Oh, this is the greatest kind, to know that you're in the boat, to know that you're safe, that you are resting your case in Jesus Christ. Thank God for resting faith in this uncertain hour and uncertain age in which we live. Someone put it this way, faith makes the uplook good, the outlook bright, and the inlook favorable, while the future is glorious. I've entitled the message, Faith That Cannot Fail. Now, there are seven things that I would call to your attention, briefly, under the topic, Faith That Cannot Fail. In the first place, we are saved through faith. It is written in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. My friend, there has never been but one way for a man to be saved, whether it was 10,000 years ago or 10,000 years hence. Salvation has always been by the grace of God, through faith in the atoning work of Christ. And all of those who were living before the time of Christ, for example, Abraham was saved just like we're saved. Abraham looked forward to the day of Christ. In fact, Jesus Christ put it this way, Abraham saw my day and was glad. So Abraham was saved by the grace of God through faith in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Men today are saved only by grace through faith. However, long time shall last, or in ages beyond, in the tribulation period, men will be saved the same way they've always been saved, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, through faith in the redemptive work of Christ accomplished upon the cross. Yes, we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Secondly, we are justified by faith. It is written in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. What do we mean by the term justification? Is that just some meaningless theological term? No. Justification simply means this: just as if I had never sinned. You and I can have peace with God as though we had never disobeyed one of His laws, as though we had never gone contrary to any of His instructions, as though we had never sinned against Him. My friend, I am happy to report to you today, you can be in a status with God, in a position with God and before God, as though you had never sinned, if you have exercised faith in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. I repeat, we are justified by faith according to Romans 5:1. In the third place, we live by faith. In Romans 1:17, the Apostle Paul said, "The just shall live by faith." That settles it. It is not a mixture of works and faith. It is simply faith alone. Martin Luther, the great reformer, climbing the sacred stairs to do obeisance to the Pope, had a light turned on in his heart. As he climbed those stairs, the Holy Spirit kept bringing to his mind this verse of Scripture: "The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith." And when that light came on, Martin Luther turned around, nailed his 95 theses on the door, and when he was asked to recant, when he was asked to turn around, Martin Luther said, "Here I stand, I will not recant, so help me God." And the great movement of the Reformation of the 16th century was born. Yes, the just shall live by faith. We do not live by feeling, but by faith. We do not live by speculation, but by faith. We do not live by wisdom. We live by faith. The Apostle Paul was quoting from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, and verse 4. It is also written in Galatians and in the book of Hebrews. This blanket statement that covers the entire spectrum of the Christian status and Christian position in every hour and in every age. Let me repeat it. The just shall live by faith. In the fourth place, we stand by faith. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, at verse 24, we read, "For by faith ye stand." Our standing, our status, our position in the Christian life is altogether based upon faith. Faith enables us to stand for certain things and at the same time to stand against certain things. As born-again believers, we must stand for the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. We must stand for that which is righteous, for that which is holy, for that which is good and upright. We must stand for the pure, the clean, the wholesome. We must stand for the Word of God. We must stand for the church. We must stand for Christ. And while we're standing for these things, we must stand against spiritual wickedness in high places. We must stand against the devil, the world, and the flesh. We must stand against our enemy, the devil. We must stand against unrighteousness, impurities, all of these things that are contrary to the will and way and work of Christ. We, by faith, can stand against them. I repeat, we stand by faith. And remember this: he who stands for nothing falls for anything. Where do you stand today? You can stand before God completely justified by your faith in Jesus Christ. In the fifth place, we walk by faith. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul says, "Ye walk by faith and not by sight." We cannot always see the path that God has chosen for us. We cannot always see the valley through which we are called to walk. We cannot always see the mountain and the other side of that mountain. We are oftentimes in the dark, as it were, as far as sight is concerned. But we're not walking by sight. We are walking by faith. We are trusting that every step we take in the will of God and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit will lead us to victory. Now, there are problems. There are difficulties that we must overcome. But as long as we walk by faith, we can rest assured that God, through His Spirit, will lead us in paths of righteousness for His own name's sake. In the sixth place, we have access by faith. Romans 5:2. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Our access to the inexhaustible supply of God's grace is through faith. We do not reach God by feeling. We do not reach God by hearing. We do not reach God by seeing. We reach God and the inexhaustible supply of God's grace only by exercising faith in what God has done and in what God has said. So we have access to the throne of grace by faith. And finally, number 7, we have victory by faith. It is written in 1 John 5:4, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." We are at war in the Christian life. We are fighting the good fight of faith. Of this we can be assured, the victory is already ours. God has already promised us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. He has won the battle. He has given us victory. So we can boldly, unashamedly, unapologetically declare we have victory by faith in Jesus Christ. I have this footnote and I shall be through. One day our faith will become sight. And until it does, we should heed the words of the poet who said, "Doubt sees the obstacles, faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night, faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step, faith soars on high. Doubt questions, who believes? Faith answers, I." As we leave the broadcast today, again, we want to invite you to come and hear more about faith and about the grace of God in our Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, our morning worship service at 11, and our evening worship service at 7 here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And if you would like a free cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, it's yours free and postage paid, simply by writing this week to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.